Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm glad you're here. Alan Weber is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, but I've known about him for a long time because one of the early interviews that I did on the show, one of the early series of interviews I did, was with Bill Taylor, who was Alan's partner when they founded Fast Company magazine, and this was way back in probably 98 when I first met Bill, and I think I met him through one of their contributors, Dan Pink, who was on the show a lot back in those days, and so I got to know a lot about Fast Company, and they were getting that magazine out of the ground. It was fun to see how they were making it grow and everything, and so anyway, fast forward a lot of years, a lot has happened, and Alan Weber is now taking his show on the road on his own. He's written an outstanding book called Rules of Thumb, 52 Truths for Winning at Business Without Losing Yourself, and he's our new friend. Alan, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you. You know all the good people from the days of Fast Company. Dan Pink is one of the great ones, and Bill Taylor, my partner in crime back in those days.
Dan was the first person to call me the voice of small business. How about that?
He's pretty good.
Yeah, those were some fun days. We're still having fun around here, though, Alan. But I do remember that, and it was a lot of fun. Those were heady days for entrepreneurship back in the 90s, and you guys did some good work there with Fast Company. I enjoyed your stuff. But I want to talk about your thoughts on where we are now and going forward. I like your title, and I was talking before you got here, as I was introducing you and telling the audience you were coming. I was talking about, why we do what we do. Why are we small business owners? And if it's not in order to conduct business without losing ourselves, I don't know what being a small business owner is.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I think the beauty of the small business owner is you get to define your own world. You get to establish your own reputation. You get to test your own mettle, see how good you are. And you do it on your own terms. You do it on your own conditions, and you can actually, as you were saying, keep track of yourself. You don't do it in a way that ends up with some of the headlines we've been reading in the newspaper lately about giant corporations and CEOs being trundled off to jail or with their companies imploding because their egos and their sense of how important they were got ahead of what they were doing for the marketplace or for their customers.
And this is the kind of thing that, Alan, that really befuddles small business owners. It befuddles those of us on Main Street because we're the guys, small business owners are the guys who do it right. We do it honestly. We do it with relationships. We do it taking care of people. We're the largest sector of the economy. We create more economy of the GDP than any other sectors combined of the U.S. economy. And yet, whenever the other side lets us down, where does the government focus on propping those guys back up instead of saying, okay, we got these other guys over here who are doing it right. Why don't we help those guys get bigger? Why don't we help those guys grow and expand? Not to be bigger companies, but how about more of us? And how about helping us with what we're trying to do? And it seems to be there's a little incongruity there, Alan. What do you think?
I think you're right. It's very unfortunate, not just in terms of government help, but the whole attitude that the country takes toward business. I've been doing a lot of traveling, and one of the things that has happened because the economy has tanked is a lot of young people are looking at business and thinking, well, I really don't think those people who do business, who are serious business people, are really very good human beings.
Right.
Look at the way they conduct themselves. And the small
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate because you're absolutely right. The engine of growth in the economy has always been the small entrepreneur, the medium-sized business person who's doing it every day, the guy who's doing the startup. That's where the jobs are growing. That's where the work is coming from. and they get tarred with the brush of these crazy paychecks that people are taking home on Wall Street. Everybody looks at that and thinks it applies to all people in business. But you and I know, and your listeners know, that when the economy comes out of the ditch, it's going to be the small business person, the entrepreneur, the person.
Not General Motors, and not Citi, and not Bank of America.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Right.
But yet, with all the things that you just said, and everybody believes it. I mean, it's just the truth. You just state the facts, and yet, basically, nothing is being done. And I mean, really, on a comparative basis, nothing is being done to help small businesses.
I think the attention goes to the wrong end of the telescope, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep. I think you're right. Let's talk about some of the things. Your 52 truths in your book. I like what you say here on rule number 15. Every startup needs four things: change, connection, conversation, and this last one is critical to the 21st century. If you don't get this, folks, in the 21st century, you're not going to make it. The last one, community. Talk to us about this, Alan.
Well, you know, the story of this book is that every rule that I put in it is one that I learned myself. And some I learned the hard way because we didn't put right, and some I was lucky enough to get it close that I could watch it work for me. We were talking about Fast Company before. This rule, number 15, is absolutely taken from the early days of Fast Company that you are remembering. How do you start a magazine? What does it take to start a magazine? Well, you have to demonstrate that you're doing something different, that you're changing the game somehow. So change is the first variable. When you sit down to write your business plan or establish yourself as a new offering, you've got to be very clear. What are you changing? What are you doing different that the customer wants that's going to set you apart from the existing people you're already competing against? What are the connections you're making? How are you connecting with the audience? How are you connecting ideas? How are you connecting new offerings? How are you connecting with your employees? You know, people today don't just want a transaction. They want to know who they're doing business with. They want a real, solid human.
They don't want to be marketed to. They don't want to be advertised to. They don't want to be interrupted. They want you to connect with them.
That's right.
So and they want you to connect with them in their communities.
Right. And that's the fourth one, is community. In the middle is the one that I think is really critical. It's what we're doing right now. It's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's the channel. That's the channel to connect connections with the communities, is the conversation. We'll take a quick
Absolutely.
Break. I told you we'd have more fun and get smarter when Alan Weber joined us. He's here right now. He's going to stay with us. One more segment. We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. You like blues? If you don't like blues, you might not like my show, because we play a lot of blues on this show. Welcome back. I'll try to overcome that with my natural charm. Welcome back. It's 20, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows, with our new friend, Alan Weber, soon to be old friend. You know, Alan, you're now a member of our Brain Trust. And that's kind of like checking into the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
As long as it's not like the Roach Hotel.
No, it's not like that at all. Welcome back. Folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there as well. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jim Blassingame off of Twitter there. Alan, are you on Twitter?
Absolutely.
How do they find you? At Alan Weber, or what is it?
Alan M. Weber.
At Alan M. Weber.
Yep. And there's a website for the book, rulesofthumbbook.com.
All right.
And the good thing about the website, Jim, is that people can the book has 52 rules. If you want to go to the rulesofthumbbook.com website, you can put in your 53rd rule. You can
add
your own
rule. I like
rule.
That.
Because I wrote this book not because I had all the rules, but to start where we were before. Start a conversation.
Yeah, build a community.
Find out what other people know is working. I think the big need that American people are looking for today is something very practical, and that is what actually works in life. what works in your business life and what works in your own life. And when you write it down on a 3x5 card, or you go to the website, rulesofthumbbook.com, and you add it as rule number 53, we're going to build a new handbook for how to play this game and how to do it right.
One of the sections I like, one of your rules that I like, is a couple of terms that I use all the time, and my audience has heard me say this, and I was so glad to see it in your book. Rule number 11, we've moved from either or past it to both, to a future of both and. And I think that's the key, that, you know, so many things in my, and that I see coming in our future, I see it as not either or, but both and. For example, when small businesses are trying to decide, you know, how do I take advantage of, how do I plug in, how do I not get too far behind with social media? Well, it's just like when people were going from traditional business to the internet, you know, from traditional marketing to marketing through social media. It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, this comes out of the hard work of that magazine you were talking about before. In those days, too, people were saying, well, don't go into the magazine business. Go into put it on the web, scrap paper. Nobody's going to pick up a paper product. And I always thought, well, that's crazy. People want both. They want paper, but they also want electronics. You know, they want something that is something they can handle and touch and look at the typography. And then they also want it on the web. It's not either or, it's both and. And if you get your brain into the either or mode, you're going to leave half the folks behind.
Right.
You've got to do both.
And I'll tell you something else. If you're trying to influence your boss, who may be, you know, a long in the tooth dinosaur like me, if you're trying to influence him or her to take the next step into the 21st century, That either or is what's going to get them to agree with you. Not either or, but the both ends approach is going to help them agree with you.
That's exactly right. You're not making people choose between, it's all one thing or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true in marketing, like you said. It's true in developing new products. It's true in how you communicate with people. The customer wants it the way they want it. And your job is to give it to them the way they want it, whether it's on the web or in print or on the radio. Any medium that works, you've got to be represented on, and you've got to be comfortable doing it.
Alan, there's... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just one last thought. The last thing you can do is say, well, I don't understand technology, so I'm just not going to pay any attention to it.
That's the last gasp of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, ladies and gentlemen. You seen any of those lately?
It is the way you go out of business in a hurry, is say, I don't understand it, so I'm not going to do it.
Right. Alan, there's a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of pain, a lot of worry in the marketplace right now. We got a lot of stuff going on that we're not happy with, that we need to fix. We need to get out of our sight. But right now, we've got to deal with it. What are your thoughts? What's your advice? What's your wisdom for people who already own a business for getting through this and getting on the other side? What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of very old-fashioned American values that we've got to call up. One of my rules of thumb, you were talking earlier about the problem of politics, and a lot of business people don't like politics, but I learned in my life that if you think like you're running for office, you might actually be a better business person. And most folks in business don't want to think that way, but what I mean by that is this. You know, what do voters in America really want from their officials? They want solutions that actually work. So if you're trying to get through a tough patch with your business, ask yourself the hard question. Does your business, does your solution, product, or service actually work so that the customer gets something out of it? Secondly, can you make it work a little bit better? You know, this Americans are really practical, but we're also a little eager to see something be a little bit better.
Right.
In the world of the web, it's, you know, you go from web 1.0 to 2.0, we want it a little better, and then we want something new. So practice making your product or service a little new, and you'll make it through this rough patch.
The book is called Rules of Thumb by Alan M. Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R. Alan, thanks for being here. The book is rulesofthumbbook.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Will you come back again? Let's talk some more. You got a lot more to teach us.
Anytime, and I love the blues.
Thanks, Alan. You'll be invited back then.
Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.